Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to Good House 1968. This is Brother White speaking. What I do is read and interpret from the Tanakh. It's the Hebrew Bible. It's the original version from which the King James Version was interpreted from the scrolls of the Tanakh. If you'd like to call into the show, you can. The number is 888-689-4061 or 347-326-9003. I have some commercial announcements. If you need auto body supplies, parts, or vehicle parts, go to autobodyparts1968.com. That, again, is autobodyparts1968. That's autobodyparts1968.com. Or partsautomotive.biz, parts, P-A-R-T-S, automotive.biz. Looking for some good Christian alternative music? Well, I sing at songcastmusic.com/profiles, ending with an S, /Roderick White. You can view the profile there and listen to the music for free there. That again is songcastmusic.com/profiles, ending with an S, /Roderick White. All right, now I'm going to go into the program. We're in the book of Galatians. And give me 1 second, and I'll be with you. And it goes to say, for you all and a missionary, I received my commission not from human beings or through human meditation, but through Yeshua the Messiah and God the Father, who raised him from the dead, also from all the brothers with me. To the Messianic communities in Galatia, grace and shalom to you from God our Father and from the Lord Yeshua the Messiah, who gave himself for our sins so that he might deliver us from the present evil world system in obedience to the will of God our Father. So Yeshua wants to deliver our will to the Father's will, from the disobedience of the world to the obedience of the Father's will. To him be the glory forever and ever. Amen. I am astounded that you are so quick to remove yourselves from me, the one who called you by the Messiah's grace and turned to some other supposedly good news, which is not good news at all. What is really happening is that certain people are pestering you and trying to pervert the genuine good news of the Messiah. But even if we, or for that matter, an angel from heaven, were to announce to you some so-called good news contrary to the good news we did announce to you, let him be under a curse forever. We said it before, and I say it again. If anyone announces good news contrary to what you receive, let him be under a curse forever. Now, does that sound as if we're trying to win human approval? No, I want God's approval, or that I'm trying to cater to people. If I were still doing that, I would not be a servant of the Messiah. Furthermore, let me make clear to you, brothers, that the good news as I proclaim, it is not a human product, because neither did I receive it from someone else, nor was I taught it. It came through direct revelation from Yeshua the Messiah. So to the apostles, after their teachings by the Yeshua, the rest came through revelation from the Messiah. And this was through Ruach HaKodesh, Holy Spirit. It goes to say, for you have heard about my former way of life in traditional Judaism, how I did my best to persecute God's Messianic community and destroy it, and how since I was more of a zealot for the traditions handed down by my forefathers than most Jews my age, I advanced in traditional Judaism more rapidly than they did. But when God, who picked me out before I was born, called me by his grace, chose to reveal his son to me so that I might announce him to the Gentiles, I did not consult anyone, and I did not go up to Jerusalem to see those who were missionaries before me. Instead, I immediately went off to Arabia and afterwards returned to Damascus. Not until 3 years later did I go up to Jerusalem to make Cephas acquaintance, and I stayed with him for 2 weeks. But I did not see any of the other missionaries except Yoko, the Lord's brother. Concerning these matters I am writing you about, I declare before God that I am not lying. Next, I went to Syria and Cilicia. But in Judah, the Messianic congregation didn't even know what I looked like. They were only hearing a report. The one who used to persecute us now preaches the good news of the faith. He was formerly out to destroy, and they praised God for me. So this, we see the conversions of the worldly to the Messianic community, which was Shaul, or as we know in the Christian Bible, Paul. And this conversion has been going on since from day one, conversion of the world to the Messianic community or Adonai's community. It goes to say, then after 14 years, I again went up to Jerusalem, this time with Barnabas, and I took with me Titus. I went up in obedience to a revelation, and I explained to them the good news as I proclaimed it among the Gentiles. But privately to the acknowledged leaders, I did this out of concern that my current or previous work might have been in vain. But they didn't force my Gentile companion Titus to undergo Brit Milah. Indeed, the question came up only because some men who pretended to be brothers had been sneaked in. They came in surreptitiously to spy out the freedom we have in the Messiah Yeshua, so that they might enslave us. Not even for a minute did we give in to them, so that the truth of the good news might be preserved for you. Moreover, those who were the acknowledged leaders, what they were makes no difference to me. God does not judge by outward appearance. These leaders adding nothing to me. On the contrary, they saw that I had been entrusted with the good news for the uncircumcised, just as Cephas had been for the circumcised. Since the one working in Cephas to make him a missionary to the circumcised had worked in me to make me a missionary to the Gentiles. So having perceived what grace had been given to me, Yoko of Kepha and Yochanan, the acknowledged pillars of the community, extended to me and Barnabas the right hand of fellowship, so that we might go to the Gentiles and they to the circumcised. Their only request was that we should remember the poor, which very thing I have spared no pains to do. Furthermore, when Cephas came to Antioch, I opposed him publicly, because he was clearly in the wrong. For prior to the arrival of certain people from the community headed by Yoko, he had been eating with the Gentile believers. But when they came, he withdrew and separated himself, because he was afraid of the faction who favored circumcising Gentile believers. And the other Jewish believers became hypocrites along with them, so that even Barnabas was led astray by their hypocrisy. But when I saw that they were not walking a straight path, keeping in line with the truth of the good news, I said to Cephas, right in front of everyone, if you who are a Jew live like a Goy and not like a Jew, why are you forcing the Goyim to live like Jews? We are Jews by birth, not so-called by goy or sinners. Even so, we have come to realize that a person is not declared righteous by God on the ground of his legalistic observance of the Torah commands, but through the Messiah Yeshua's trusting faithfulness. Therefore, we too have put our trust in Messiah Yeshua and become faithful to him, in order that we might be declared righteous on the ground of the Messiah's trusting faithfulness, and not on the grounds of our legalistic observance of the Torah commands, because we live by spirit and not by a book or written law. We live by spirit, trust, and faith. For on the ground of legalistic observance of the Torah commands, no one will be declared righteous. But if in seeking to be declared righteous by God through our union with the Messiah, we ourselves are indeed found to be sinners, then is the Messiah an aider and abettor of sin? Heaven forbid. Indeed, if I build up again the legalistic bondage which I destroyed, I really do make myself a transgressor. For it was through the letting Torah speak for itself that I died to its traditional legalistic misinterpretation, so that I might live in direct relationship with God. When the Messiah was executed on the stake as a criminal, I was too, so that my proud ego no longer lives. But the Messiah lives in me, and the life I now live in my body, I live by the same trusting faithfulness that the Son of God had. So we want to live with trusting faithfulness, trusting in the Word of God and living by Spirit, God's Spirit, who loved me and gave himself up for me. I do not reject God's gracious gift, for if the way in which one attains righteousness is through legalism, then the Messiah's death was pointless. But the Messiah's death was not pointless because he took us from the enslavement of the scriptures and gave us freedom in the light of the good news, the Word of God, and to live by spirit and not by fleshly commands or sin. All right, that is my ministries for tonight, and I'm going to say a prayer, and then I will be leaving you. Good Adonai, I petition you that you awaken the brother's senses and their spirit and have them live by spirit and not by the flesh or by sin. I pray that you direct their footsteps to walk by trust and faithfulness, and to live by the Spirit and in all your commands to their utmost. I pray that you watch over and guide them and direct them and uplift their burdens and carry their burdens for them. Give them a means, an outlook for everlasting life, to look forward to everlasting life in the new kingdom. I pray that you build their stamina and build the congregation relationship with one another, that they strengthen one another in the faith and trust. I pray that they strengthen one another in the word, and that these brothers start to congregate by calling up to the show and talking amongst one another where they get some spiritual upliftment. I pray this in the name of your Son, Yeshua. Amen.